Well, Fort Max, what are we waiting for?
Your mom.
Yeah, well, she's got a line around the block, so I think it's going to be a while.
And she's around the block.
We did that one earlier, just like your mom.
Okay, it's time to start the music.
Superhero Time with your hosts, XV.
It actually just has a hand up its butt.
Hey, Mickey.
I hate everything and everyone.
Paladin.
Olé.
And Fort Max.
Escaper.
Showtime.
It's Superhero Time. It's Monday. It's September 27th. Maybe the show will be up tonight. Because I'm just crazy like that. Well, you laugh now, Mickey, but for the last 3 or 4 weeks, I've had the show up the same night.
Well, that trend will break eventually. Then one day my laugh will be appropriate.
Mickey, your laugh will never be appropriate. Just like your mom. Okay, so obviously I have Hey Mickey. I've also got Paladin.
Yo.
Ho. And Fort Max.
Hello.
Good enthusiasm, guys.
I'm disappointed you didn't introduce me because I had the perfect thing lined up to say.
You kind of introduced yourself, though.
Well, yeah, but you didn't do it the right way, though.
Okay, and also, hey, Mickey.
I'm not doing it now. I'm saving it for next week.
Oh, f*** you.
Does that beat the old record?
No.
Damn.
It might. I don't have the... It's not timed out to the start yet. I guess 1 week I could just introduce you with cursing. Okay, so anyway. What's new?
Samurais. Samurais are the new hip thing.
Let's samurais, guys?
Yes, let's.
See, it's not really the new... It's not the new hip thing, because they were doing that back in 1994.
Well,
they were ahead of the curve. Yet. Right now it's the... It's everything 80s that's getting the revival.
Now we're moving into full-on 90s nostalgia. That's why Power Rangers are coming back in the first place.
Okay, so apparently Power Rangers Samurai is the official title of the next series of Power Rangers.
Gee, I wonder how much time they spent thinking up that one.
I wonder how many suggestions they had to put through legal before they settled on that one.
Like everything failed passing clearance.
I still wanted Power Rangers Ronin Warriors. Because, I mean, who would even be trying to control the trademark on that anymore?
Probably That's somebody.
Harmony Gold.
They don't have that, do they?
Does that ever stop them?
Hmm.
I'm looking for Power Rangers Pointy Sticks.
Okay, so they launched the official website now.
With a whole bunch of details relating to the series, including new names for the characters, apparently.
Mm-hmm. So, who's named what now?
Let's see, the original cast postings had names like Reese, Baron, Perry, but apparently those are all thrown out the window now.
That sounded too much like yuppie baby names.
They really did. It's not very samurai at all.
Let's see, I believe the
Real
Red
samurais
Ranger...
have names like Jack.
Yeah.
Now red is Jaden, blue is Kevin, yellow is Emily, green is Mike, and pink is Mia. Gold Ranger's still out in the cold, but I guess they're trying to keep that secret, such as it were.
Your mom's out in the cold.
Yeah, she belongs there.
So that will be a big surprise when a sixth ranger shows up.
Yes, of course.
You know, I bet it's going to be a Gold Ranger.
Now, you never know. Bandai could do something like, you know, call him the Bronze Ranger or something.
The Sushi Ranger.
They could screw it up and give him a whole new morpher.
They would, too. They've done it before.
Sunglasses?
Yes.
Oh, I know. He'll be a glowing ball of light that becomes the Gold Ranger.
He'll become a... No, he'll be a glowing Nigiri.
But will he be wearing a pirate hat?
No, that would just be silly.
Oh yeah, we have to save that for the glowing ball of water. Or
why is it that we're not writing Ghost Ager?
because we're competent. No, wait, I can't say that with a straight face.
Not after the last 5 minutes, no.
I could say it with a straight face,
or they could, or they could go the...
Mickey, you can't see anything with a
straight face.
Original
series Star Trek route and have him be an invisible ball of light.
Wait, what? Which one was that? What am I missing?
I think he's talking about the animated series.
Oh.
But the ultimate budget-saving move... Instead of creating a, instead of blowing a budget on your,
I blew my budget on
cheap
your mom.
Rubber monster suit. you have the enemy you need. You have the enemy of the episode invisible.
Which one was that? Fort Max.
Well, actually, the glowing ball was the typical what we use when we can't build a model for another ship.
Yes, but we're asking about
the invisible monster. Okay,
which one
ship
was the invisible monster?
Yeah.
It wasn't a monster. It was one of the spaceships.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, they did that with the first appearance of the Klingons, I think, didn't they?
And the also for the one with the, I think, the something maneuver with the...
Well, the Corbomite maneuver was a whole bunch of glowing balls. Haven't seen so many of those since the last time your mom had an open house.
Burning Justice?
Superhero time, where you can find glowing balls of Burning Justice.
Alright, so Power Rangers Samurai.
We also apparently got what might be one of the names for the villains.
And? Because
the text says something about evil netherworld minion Zandred.
Wasn't that like a Sean Connery movie from the 80s? That was Zardoz.
Yeah, that was Master Head's big debut.
Or maybe I'm thinking of Xanadu.
Let's see, they also talked about how the Rangers are powered by the elements or something like that.
Yeah.
So, naturally, the Sixth Ranger's element of power needs
the
to be...
The Fifth.
What?
The Fifth.
Fifth?
We only know the elements for five of them so far.
And what I'm saying is that the Sixth Ranger's element needs to be the element of sushi.
Mm. Though, of course, the...
I'm sure all the sushi stuff will be lost in the Samurai adaptation.
Though, of course, I do like that they're going... That Saban's going back to their traditional... Fifth of the four elements.
Which one's that?
Heart.
Forest.
Heart. Maybe for Power Rangers Samurai, the Power Rangers version of Genta will be a taco maker or something.
Mixed octopuses?
No, taco, not taco.
Oh.
It would be kind of weird if there were... They managed to throw in some Mystic Knights references in.
You're asking for way too much, Fort Max.
Yeah.
Much like we do every week when we hope for Ghost Rider to be something good.
I don't think there's anyone working there at Saban that even remembers Mystic Knights existed.
Well, not unless somebody's looking at old bills. okay, so are we off the Power Rangers Samurai thing now?
Well, except for the toy listings, I guess.
Of questionable... authenticity, I guess, but
right,
very questionable, but it's looking like more 4-inch figures, maybe.
Not surprising.
No.
But, which is why the authenticity is questionable.
Yeah. Also, there's no pictures, and the listing says pre-order ships May, which seems really, really late if they're going to try and start the show in February.
Yeah, it's Toy Wiz.
Oh, it's Bandai.
No, if the typical patterns hold up, you know, we'll see the first toys in November or December.
Yeah, they'd want to take advantage of the holiday rush, I'm sure.
And if it's anything, like with RPM, my Walmart here will get thousands and thousands of units of the first shipment and never anything else ever.
Oh, kind of like the current state of Transformers toys.
Well, speak for yourself. I got two Wave 3 items just yesterday.
Your mother's a whore.
but I still have newer toys than you do.
And she's even more of a whore.
Maybe next week I'll go back and I'll have Blur and Dirge.
I still haven't found Straxus, damn it.
There is no Straxus, only Darkmount.
Only Zool.
Well, that was the joke. Thanks for ruining it.
It was funnier if you said Zool, though.
Eh. It's and superhero also, time. I can't do any jokes correctly.
And also from the same site, there's a pre-order for a Power Rangers Celestrion Megazord, so we may or may not have a name for the Ghost Ager adaptation.
I'm thinking not, because Celestial Squadron is basically just a loose translation of Tenso Sentai.
Yeah. I would guess they'd want to downplay the Celestial elements so they don't get any angry letters from parent groups.
There's barely any Celestial elements to Ghost Ager anyway, aside from just them saying that they're angels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, probably Saban was working with Toei when it was being developed. Because I mean, that doesn't sound
like a very good outcome for that. Then.
No, but they can do whatever story they want for the Sentai, but it's a matter of making the visuals a certain way so it's easier to adapt.
Mm.
You know, that's not an unheard of thing to have happened. Disney did that a lot too.
Disney demanded is apparently the thing with that, so
doesn't matter. So yeah, okay, I wouldn't put too much into the Celestial Squadron thing.
Not yet anyway.
Or anything else Toy Wiz says without pictures. Or sometimes with pictures.
They're very reliable. Oh wait, no, what's the other thing? Unreliable. Yeah, that.
Let's see. Stuff? My catchphrase.
Rumors on the double movie.
Okay, you talk about that.
I will if I can find where that damn link went to.
Oh, crap. It's all pages.
Not again.
It's superhero time. What do you expect? Read. Well, see, this is why we don't do the show live.
You know, like it makes a difference.
Almost there.
Well, at least when I do the show and post it, the pauses are shorter.
That's what she said.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so there's been pictures released from, I suppose, the making of the movie.
The press conference thing? Is that what you're talking about?
Is it a press? I don't know if it's a press conference or not.
I don't know what you're looking at, so I couldn't tell you either way.
Oh, fine then. Let me just post a link here for you. You're supposed to be our leader. You're supposed to lead us.
No, I'm the leader, which means I delegate tasks out to the rest of you while I sit and drink my Mountain Dew distortion.
Well, anyway, there's a picture of Ryu and Akiko in their wedding garb.
Yeah, this is from the press conference event.
Okay, then.
So, yeah, I guess the wedding, or at least part of it, will be in the movie.
Yeah. So apparently it's not just shipping that they're together.
I'm sure that'll please some fans.
I guess.
And irritate a lot of others.
Oh, she's carrying...
It will please me only if he answers his vows with don't ask me questions.
See, I just want to see the flash forward to later on in the marriage, like when they've got kids, and like Ryu's got a pot belly and he's sitting on the couch, and like she's like telling him to get the garbage, and she hits him over the head with a shoe to make him do it.
You know, she's carrying the shoe in this picture of her and him in their wedding outfits.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign. Feel very sorry for that guy.
I like how out of place Philip looks in all this.
Yeah,
dude, it's a wedding. Couldn't you dress up some?
That can't be the bridesmaid dress, right?
Which one?
Philip.
Oh. Well.
Maybe Philip and Ankh are both bridesmaids.
Let's see.
The question is, which one's prettier?
Well, do you like blondes or dark hair? Because otherwise it's basically the same thing.
So we're going to be learning more about Skull, looks like, and his old partner before Shotaro came along.
Probably died.
Yeah. He's wearing suspenders, though. That usually means they're competent.
What?
Whenever a detective wears suspenders, they're usually more competent than the ones that don't.
Okay.
I'd love to know where that logic came from.
I know!
It came from Roger Rabbit. Eddie Valiant wore suspenders, therefore, you know, suspenders are good for detectives.
But he's not wearing a hat.
That's true. That's probably why he didn't survive.
Yeah, okay.
We assume.
Neither did Skull.
Well, that wasn't until much later, though. I mean, a hat doesn't make you bulletproof, it just makes you dopant-proof.
But see, it was Chitara who didn't have a hat on that got him killed, though. So, hatless is still the key to danger.
Guess I need to go buy a hat.
And when Chitara had the hat, he was able to stop Utopia Dopant.
With the hat?
Yeah, not even transformed.
I still say that in that last episode, when he was running around just as Joker, he should have been wearing the hat.
Nah.
Yeah.
Ah, well, okay.
We need more riders wearing hats. It works so well for Skull.
Trucker hats.
Maybe not.
Oh.
Yeah, that wouldn't work as well.
What I'm kind of curious about with these pictures is that AG and Hina are also in a wedding dress and tuxedo.
Well, Hina is probably just working the catering, and that's probably the costume for the day.
I guess.
That would make sense.
Kind of. Sort of.
As much as anything else in O's makes sense right now.
Well, it's early in the series. That's kind of to be expected.
And plus, when it's as awesome as O's is, do we care if it makes sense?
A little bit.
A little context is nice, don't you think?
It does seem that O's is getting more confusing the more episodes I watch, which is interesting.
And in this picture, AG looks kind of confused, too. Or maybe he's just a little cross-eyed, I can't tell.
Could be both.
Yeah.
Maybe he's wearing his holy underwear.
Or he's just wondering about Philip.
Well, one time my 10-year-old niece walked by while I was watching an episode of Double and asked if Philip was a girl.
No, some people are just like that.
So, yeah. Movie. Comes out in December.
So that. Yep.
And then we get to watch it in, like, July.
So. That's about all the news, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the last piece of significance. The final villain.
Actually, I think that if it's of significance, I think that would make it the first piece.
Well, whatever you want to call it, it's still Ghost Sager.
Ah, yes, magazine scans.
Of the really new though. Machine Empire.
Yeah, really
Machine
though.
Machine Empire?
Is that
the name of it.
Is that Leon Cellular attached that Tensword?
It might be, yes.
You gotta ruin Ghost Knight more by having him contribute to the team attack.
Yes.
Not even using his own gun.
It looks like Gosei Greita standing on top of Gosei Ultimate in flight mode.
I think that's going to happen whenever that gets released.
Gosei Surfboard.
It's not like that hasn't happened before, after all.
Yeah. Oh, look,
Gosei Ultimate is just the worst mecha ever.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I think there's been worse.
It's just so colossally boring in everything it is and does.
You make it sound like Auric the Conqueror.
Or your mom. I mean, what?
Ugh. I hate this show.
Where did Gosei Great get that bow and arrow from, though?
Those are Gosei Ultimate Swords.
It looks
swords.
Like it's combined from the Gosei Ultimate Swords.
Right.
Oh, that would make sense.
He stole it from Seku O.
I missed Go-Onger.
So do I.
Of course, we don't really get a chance to miss Shinkanger, because apparently they're going to just keep on with it like Deno.
Hooray.
I need to rewatch Go-Onger.
You should rewatch Go-Onger. You should rewatch Go-Onger and then pretend like you're confused and talk about that at the same time we're talking about Ghost Sager.
Or we could all just start watching The Watcher.
How could you get confused between the two?
Well, get confused about what we're talking about.
Or I could not be confused and just
talk
about what we're talking about.
Go Watcher's good.
He just hears the go part and, just pretend.
There's a lot of Sentai shows that have go in them.
Like Go Ranger. And
Go
Ninja?
And Go Go V.
Okay, which one was it going to say five for Max?
You did, apparently, so...
Crap. There's Go Lion.
There's Go Kyger, but that's just in the future.
Yeah.
Maka Go Go Go, but that's not Sentai.
And I think that's about it.
Go say Sentai Die Ranger.
Close enough. So is that it now?
Yeah, so let's move on to glorious episode talk.
Well, we can't really do that, but we can move on to Ghost Ager talk.
Superhero time, where your mom jokes go to die.
It generally it's customary to front load your media so that people want to stick with it rather than tell the boring stuff at the beginning.
On the other hand, that just means we have to wait longer to get Ghost Ager out of the way.
I suppose. It's like ripping off a scab, I guess.
Or a Band-Aid.
Yeah,
it's,
that too.
It's like when your leg is pinned under a log in the forest and you have to amputate your own leg to survive. You want to get it over with quickly.
It's kind of like when I wake up screaming.
Why do you wake up screaming?
No, it's just like that.
Huh?
Let's just move on.
You see, he wakes up screaming, yelling at Ben to shut up and let him sleep.
Moving right along. Paladin.
All right. Episode 31. Like I said last time, is an episode probably directed by Danny and Max from Wild Force because it's titled Never Give Up, Ghost Ager. And it's all about them fighting the Blob.
Your mom?
The X-Men villain?
The 50s B-horror? What?
The 50-year-old horror? It is your mom.
Stop that.
Stop what?
Whatever that was.
Okay, then.
Talking about Ghost Ager?
Gladly.
No, that zipper noise.
You?
Don't say zipper.
What it sounded like. Epic 31.
Alright, Blob sends mood slime all around the city, and they have to counteract it somehow.
Mood slime?
Does he send it in river form?
No, it's just in envelope form.
Wait, he mails it?
Yeah, more or less.
Well, that's quaint.
It's actually a little bit like Ivan Ooze's plot in Power Rangers the movie.
Kind of.
Distributing the purple slime all over the city. Of course, in this case, instead of brainwashing people, it just causes despair or something.
They could just email DVDs of the show.
Apparently it smells bad. I don't know.
Yeah, I assume Blob would smell bad.
Well, he did say it was a slime mold.
Yeah.
From inside his body.
Yes.
Ew.
Yes, that's not icky at all, is it?
And it might cause asthma-related problems.
There's a trend in these last few episodes where... scientist guy, whatever his name is, ends up being a casualty of every monster attack.
Serves him right for bringing Nozomu into the world.
Apparently.
I'm not convinced that Nozomu is his.
Why?
I just can't imagine scientist guy getting laid, ever. I assume that Nozomu is the milkman's.
Maybe Nozomu is just a clone.
I could buy that. Except I don't think he's competent enough to make a clone.
So anyway, remember that odd screenshot Paladin got for us last week?
Yes.
Trying not to.
Well, I just have to tell everyone the centerpiece of this episode is Bigfoot and Blob in a double team attack where Bigfoot fires blobs out of his crotch.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You sure you downloaded Ghost Sage or not something else?
Reasonably.
Yeah, it's really just them copying the Ghost Sage's combined weapon attack.
Yeah. Even though it looks nothing like that. Invoke some weird, disturbing imagery.
Yeah. Disturbing.
Very.
Oh, Japan.
Well, you know, Bigfoot and Blob don't have weapons to combine, so they just combine themselves.
They are weapons.
And then stuff happened.
In the end, they use Ostrich Zord to dry out the slime, and then they end up killing Blob. But, he'll be back.
Meanwhile, Bigfoot takes the last of the BB bugs and makes the giant rice cooker.
Yes. What for? We'll see that next week.
Yeah.
Probably.
Unfortunately, there was no indication from it from the video of Ghost Age Ultimate.
Yeah, well, once the subs are on,
next week for the boring conclusion.
What?
Go ahead.
No, Mickey.
Oh, I said stay tuned next week for the boring conclusion.
Yeah.
Well, episode 32 is titled Perform the Ultimate Miracle, so who knows? Maybe they'll finally turn it into a good show.
I like to think my faith is kind of strong, but there's some things I'm just not sure a miracle can even accomplish.
Well, you know, speaking of turning into good shows, let's talk about O's.
Nice segue.
The faster we can segue out of that, the better.
Just don't crash into a canyon.
Well, darn, I was just about to make that joke.
Same here. Someone died.
Well, congratulations, Mickey. That's going to be your new quote in the intro.
Ankh, a dick.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Very. I'm obsessed with popsicles.
That's not creepy or anything, though.
No, especially not when they're in the hands of little kids. No.
I think it's funny he steals candy from babies, though. It's because he's evil.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Or at least immoral. But he has some kind of monster thing hand, so.
Yeah.
But he knows how to use an iPhone.
Well, of course he's a hand. I mean, that's about the only thing he could be good at.
Well, one other thing.
I was about to say, it's the only thing he can be good at that you can have in a kid's show.
Well, plus, he's only a hand.
Right.
So, apparently the yummies can go back inside the host.
Or at least the yummies made by this specific greed.
Yeah, I guess the parasite
Casley,
type.
Is that his name?
What?
Was his name Casley or something? Or
Heathcliff.
Something?
Casley,
that's what it was.
He's not much of a Heathcliff.
But he is a kitty.
Yeah, whereas Uva are the... His are the ones that they come right out after he puts a coin in their head.
Yeah.
The vending machine, course, yummies.
Knowing that his name was Uva just makes me think of Uva Bowl. Which kind of makes him more awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There wasn't a lot of news in this episode.
The only major thing that happened plot-wise was AG spilling the beans to Hina about her brother.
Yeah, I was surprised that he was actually honest about it instead of finding, like, a new cover story.
Plus, they blew, like, 20 episodes worth of dramatic storytelling that way.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not dramatic storytelling, but, you know,
well,
drawing out the plot point.
I'd be kind of scared to lie to her, too.
Yeah, you got a point.
Well, but just think, if he just kind of kept not telling her about it, they could have, you know, been just like Akiko and like accidentally revealed it to her like during the movie.
Yeah, see, they needed something like that, and it worked so well in Double. Just have it blurted out.
By the way, your dad's dead, sorry.
Yeah, you need to reveal information like this in the worst possible way.
And of course, the other thing that happened in this episode was he got new stuff.
Yes, metal exchanges.
At the cost of some old stuff.
One old stuff.
Yeah, so we lost Kamakiri.
Lose a mantis, gain a cheetah.
And two others that we didn't
see yet. Two cheetahs and a third tiger. Well, no, two cheetahs and a second tiger.
Right. Yeah,
which he got by punching his hand through that guy's chest and ripping them out of his soul.
And getting...
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
I wonder if he can do that to any of the greed.
I hope so.
That'd be a good way to start stocking up on different metals.
A power-up version of Got Your Nose.
Or that one part from, Temple of Doom?
Or Jackie Chan, with the medals, it's more like the first season finale to Jackie Chan Adventures.
I don't think I saw that.
Nope.
I only watched
that
occasion.
Did Jackie Chan do something like acrobatic and amusing?
Well, it was a cartoon, so no.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, I prefer to equate it to Temple of Doom. Because it's funnier
I love
that
Temple
way.
Doom. Temple of Doom was my favorite of the Indiana Jones movies.
It had the best title.
It's the best everything.
I mean, really, Last Crusade? What the heck?
It had the best female sidekick.
But yeah, they need to start stocking up on more different metals, because you gotta get those new toys on the show somehow.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I liked how they changed the scene at the end of the credits. Or maybe
the medals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, they kind of had to. Would have been out of date.
I like how they took one away, though. That was nice that they removed the ones they didn't have anymore.
Yeah.
That's going to be the scorecard for the season.
Yeah. So the cheetah medal, when plugged into his butt, gives him super speed.
Wait, did you say plugged into his butt?
Yeah.
I think you got that on the wrong side.
Well, yeah, the butt is the lower half of the body. You got noggin, chest, and then butt. That's where the lines are drawn, you know.
Why don't we try, like, when he plugs the cheetah metal into his body's third hole?
Okay, we don't feel technical about it.
Okay, I can't deal with that. Plug out.
Of his butt.
Shut up. Mickey.
Yes, yes.
You're doing it again.
Oh, your mom.
Yeah, and when you get finished, plug your microphone out.
Okay. I'll finish up buzzing your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't have time to finish, but I'll stop anyway.
So, anyhow. What were we talking about?
I think we're wrapping up O's.
Also, we have more Cake Guy, and Cake Guy keeps getting more and more awesome.
Apparently,
Cake Guy is clearly the breakout star of the show.
First of all, his desk doesn't have drawers. It has a fridge and a microwave.
Is it a microwave or is it a convection oven?
Yes. In Japan, they have an appliance that can do both things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Japan, you're so wonderful.
What, Felden?
I said, it's Japan.
What a glorious place.
Well, yeah, but if it was really, an it's Japan moment, it would also be capable of tentacle raping other appliances.
Maybe it is. We're only four episodes in.
I bet you if you plug a metal into it, it transforms into like a little unicycle or something.
But yes. And...
No, you plug a metal into it, and it becomes the cake-making machine from that one episode of Power Rangers.
The Cake-O-Matic?
Yeah.
And, of course, also, he sends his secretary out in the car with a giant iPad. Because
Too bad it wasn't a real iPad. We could have continued the product placement trend. Yeah.
And of course, he's not going to go out and talk with
him
face to face somewhere else. He has a cake to bake.
Yeah.
Now, what would have been better is if he would have drove up in a bigger vehicle and had his secretary take out a mobile oven and baking setup so he could just make a cake on site while he was talking to them.
Well, you know what's going to be great is when he does meet them, he's going to be baking them a cake while they meet for the first time.
Hi, Ben.
I can't hear him. Yeah, I wonder if he's ever not going to be baking a cake when we see him.
Well, maybe if it's nobody's birthday.
Well, it's somebody's birthday somewhere.
Well, that's true. And being born to this world is wonderful.
I'm sure that if you got this thing about baking birthday cakes, you'll make sure to not only have enough people in your corporation, but you'll also screen their applications carefully to make sure that every day will be one person's birthday, at least.
Yeah. Leap years could be a problem.
You'd figure something out.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's definitely entertaining to have around in short bursts. Kind of like your mom.
So preview for next week's episode, looks like we're getting a new Kandroid as well.
Two new ones, Zach, it looks like.
Two? I only saw Hopper.
Hmm. I'm just going from, we see at least two in can form.
Two Hoppers?
No, two new ones.
Okay, so we've got red, blue, and green. What's the other color?
Actually, I made...
Yellow?
What?
Hi.
No, I said yellow since we had red, blue, and green.
Sound like hello.
Followed by gold and silver.
That's a little forced, Paladin.
Yeah, it's just hawk, taco, and then green.
Which is grasshopper.
Yes, if you say so.
Would you prefer I say bata?
Yes.
Too bad. So you're still enjoying O's?
I am. This episode wasn't paced terribly well overall. It sort of didn't have much of a focus to what was going on.
Though I will have to say, steal one of Vesser's theories and say that Cake Guy is probably also the founder of Aperture Science.
He can't be. Because the cake at Aperture Science is a lie, and Cake Guy's cakes are very real.
But there was cake at the end.
Yeah, the secretary's eating them all the time. Must be a very fattening job. What?
I don't remember there being a cake in the end. I've only played it once.
I'm pretty sure there was.
Anyway.
Maybe the pacing problems had to do with this being the first real, two-part story in O's.
And plus, this is the first time they've really dropped the exposition bomb on us of giving us a bunch of names and explanations of stuff.
I suppose. It'll probably be better next week.
Yeah.
And of course I do like Kazori lost they actually made sure that the suits could be altered for when they lost or gained medals.
Yeah, when he ripped up the medals he got all unarmored and underneath he looks kind of yummy like.
Well, greens probably are just yummies with core medals.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, a popsicle without the stick still looks mostly like a popsicle. Or something like that. I don't know, that made more sense in my head. Much like doing the show. So, yeah. I hope at some point AG will end up, holding on to some medals himself. So that every episode's done a fight between him and Ankh over when to transform. That's getting kind of tired already.
More than a little bit.
But your mom's also getting a little bit tired, so why don't we take a break?
The site that brought you the best in reviews and photography for the last 5 years now brings you video. FigureReviews.com now features our bite-sized podcast and video reviews, starting with our special 200th review, plus our normal high-quality text and photo coverage. Toy reviews, photography, and now video. FigureReviews.com.
And decide to order a fries!
So, toy review?
Yeah, I found the three so far released Power Up Rangers.
Kind of hard to say, isn't it?
Yes.
Not really.
As well as the fall version of the Pink Ranger with the coin spinner.
So how does the coin spin?
Well, it snaps into a little top-shaped thing that can either hold the coin in the front or slides in at the bottom, and you pull the the thing. It launches kind of sort of like a Beyblade, assuming you can actually get the pull core piece in, because it's kind of bent in package and doesn't want to go through the hole straight.
Good job, Bandai. Confident as always.
Yes.
So you're saying it kind of sucks.
Yeah. The coins are the size of a quarter.
They look smaller to me.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I do wish they were a tiny bit smaller, because then they'd be nickel-sized.
Excellent. Moving right along.
The Pink Ranger is identical to the to the spring figure, except for the black shoulder and hip joints are white now.
I suppose that stands out a little bit less then.
Yeah, except on the Black Ranger.
Well, in that way it would look a lot like the Automorphin figure.
Yeah. And, let's see, the Red, Black, and Blue Rangers use the Green Ranger torso mold, but with a hole for the Blade Blaster to mount in. And instead of using the Green Ranger's upper arms, they use the standard upper arms, but with new plastic armband pieces that seem to be molded out of the same plastic as the pull cord on the spinner. And they're just slid over the upper arms and have a tendency to slide down and block elbow articulation.
Bandai of America, why make it easy when you can do it the most complicated way possible?
And the power-up Rangers do have less paint than the previous versions. The back of the belt is completely unpainted, and they don't have the black paint on the boots.
Nice.
Does that
count for the Black Ranger, too? No paint detailing at all on the boots, then?
They all have the diamonds on the boots. I mean the black sole of the boot detail.
Well, that's why I asked specifically about the Black Ranger.
He just has the diamonds like the others.
No fun for it, Max.
Yeah. And like the Spring Green Ranger figure, the Power Morphers are just have gold paint on them.
Well, that's inappropriate.
Well, I'm just that as opposed to having... As to, just solid gold instead of having the red details as well.
Well, I mean, it shouldn't really be gold to start with, but okay.
Well, actually, it should. Because whenever Jason was using Tommy's shield, his morpher was gold.
Was it?
At least the times that he used it after the green candle. Hmm. Yeah.
Strange. So what about that time when Zack used the shield? Did his morph turn gold,
I
too?
I don't remember.
Oh, well. So anything particularly interesting about these toys, then?
Aside from the standard things that make you wonder what the heck Bandai's thinking.
Which is pretty much everything.
Yeah.
I suppose it's notable that they've finally made figures of everyone else wearing the armor. And that's kind of nice, I guess.
With the toys from the original line, with the different scales, the Green Ranger's shield came off. And you could
it was
give
just
it to
the shield,
others.
Though.
Hmm?
Didn't have the. It was just the shield by itself, though. You didn't have the arm pieces and all.
Right, but the Green Ranger figures didn't have those at all either, so...
Right, the Super Legend was the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is the first time we've gotten somewhat show-accurate-ish versions of that.
Well, nothing's going to beat the Super Legends figure for show accuracy.
Yeah.
There just weren't any other Ranger figures to go with that could wear the shield. That they did not do a Super Legends Red Ranger with the shield and everything is kind of a very Bandai-esque oversight.
But thank God they made two from Ninja Storm.
I think I saw both of those, but I never saw the Titanium Ranger.
I would have bought a Titanium Ranger.
Yeah.
Yeah, so would I. But who the hell was clamoring for Ninja Storm figures?
To be fair, Bandai, I do like your kind of the Greek Samurai Ranger.
Yeah.
But would you have chosen him over,
two of them, actually?
Yeah, would you have chosen two Samurai Rangers over somebody else?
No, two of the same Samurai Ranger.
Maybe they're just banking on the hamster accessory to sell him to kids.
Did it come with a hamster accessory?
One of them did, yes.
Well, crap, I wish I would have known. I would have bought that for the hamster accessory.
Well, you probably didn't see that one then.
Probably not.
That was the one without the shield, right?
Right.
I don't remember which one I saw. But I don't remember a hamster. Darn that Bandai.
But yeah, the Morpher Spinner is pretty much forgettable, though I might want to just go ahead track down Yellow Ranger and Lord Zed. I'm definitely Lord Zed.
Does Lord Zed come with any special accessory like that?
Just the staff.
Yeah. Mm.
That's too bad. So where is Power Up Green Ranger? I don't think anybody has reported seeing it, have they?
I haven't seen any reported sightings of it.
I mean, what is up with that? It's the best.
I don't know.
One.
And Power Up Green Ranger is on the is one on the cross cells on the back and included in the instructions. White Ranger isn't, though.
Weird.
I bet you it doesn't come out.
Probably not at this rate.
It'll come out in
the UK, though.
Yeah.
Well, and plus that would break Bandai's perfect record of releasing a Dragon Coin.
That's true. What's wrong with them?
And speaking of, I do wish that the reversion Power Rangers had managed to use the Bandai of America Dragon Coin design at some point. Like for Titanus or something.
That would be pretty funny.
Doesn't the one look like Denver the Last Dinosaur or something?
Trying to be Godzilla, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Hard to forget that one. Okay, well, thanks for that, Fort Max. Let's take another break and come back to Twitter Theater.
Hello, this is Brian Kilby, host of Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show, and one of the world's first podcasts. I am also on one of our other podcasts, which is Fanboy Versus, and I really think you should check it out. Fanboy Versus is our comic book podcast, and each week we bring you lots of fun news and information around the comic book world. It is hosted by J.D. Church and features Ender, Chris McFeely, Chris Triplett, and of course, me, Brian Kilby.
And cry for justice. Dreadful, so that one I did try to read, and it's just abominable. Character, the first issue alone, every two pages, a character literally drops to their knees, throws their hands up to their heavens, and just cries, JUSTICE! I wish I was joking!
Check it out at tfradio.net. Comes out weekly. If you like comic books, you'll love Fanboy Versus. And Fanboy Versus is brought to you by Value Mags. Check them out at tfradio.net/comics.
And now back to action with Superhero Time.
This week's Twitter Theater is actually something I've been wanting to do for the entire time we've been doing the show. I actually watched this entire series as it aired in 2008, I think. Something like that. The Japanese title is Keitai Sosokan 7, which can be interpreted in different ways.
It's, I don't know what the heck it's supposed to mean because I don't speak Japanese.
For simplicity, let's just call it 7. I can pronounce 7 easier.
Okay.
Okay, so this show is about a talking cell phone and his buddies.
Something like that, yeah.
It's an interesting show.
It really is. Like I was explaining before we started the segment, it's only toku in the most general sense in that it's heavy on special effects, mostly computer effects this way, but I enjoy it quite a lot.
The effects are nice.
Okay.
Some of them.
Well, this isn't your Saturday or Sunday morning Masked Rider Sentai kind of thing. When this originally aired, it was a Wednesday night show. So, I mean, obviously the production values are a little bit different between the series.
So, prime time then.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
So this is their version of, what, Heroes?
Oh, I think it's better than that.
Well, but, I mean, from a viewer standpoint, I guess. Not quality-wise.
I suppose so. That works as well as anything else I can think of. I'd call it their version of Smallville, but that just seems like it'd be insulting.
No, because there's no romance-y bullshit going on.
At least not in this episode.
A-team?
What? I don't get it.
A-team, he said.
I don't get that.
How about Star Trek?
Star Trek's a good show. What are we talking about here?
I forget.
The phone thingies.
Yeah, the phone breakers. So yeah, basically the concept of the series is that in Japan there's a secret organization working under a telecommunications company that deals with fighting cybercrimes using a fleet of self-aware walking cell phones. Makes perfect sense.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, how else would you fight cybercrime?
I don't know.
Ask Chris Matthews.
It's...
Or by going into the computer to fight viruses.
Well, see, that I can get behind. Because that seems like it'd be simpler to do than building a walking, talking cell phone.
Yeah.
And having to recharge it every... however often.
Yes, that's actually a plot point with the first few episodes.
Really?
Losing the charger?
Well, having to find the charger, yeah.
That's funny.
Episode 1 is... of course, it's an introduction to the basic concept of the series, but I actually don't think it provides the best general sampling of what the series has to offer. It's just the problem of if you jump into the middle of it, none of it's going to make any sense. Right. Because it's a little bit more complicated thing. But yeah, Fort Max correctly was telegraphed the, I guess, surprise ending, you could call it. But
the what?
The surprise ending.
Right.
The Captain Hot Car dies.
Not that it's much of a surprise by like halfway through the episode.
I mean, he's dead for real, right? They don't try to bring him back or some shit like that?
No, he's dead.
Okay.
The actor will continue to appear from time to time, but the character is dead.
Okay, because, sometimes they cop out on that.
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't at all.
Yeah, indeed. Well, the only way that he's going to die could be more obvious if it was his last day before retiring.
And his ship, the SS, lived forever.
Yeah.
Oh, McBain.
Takimoto's as dead as Narumi is dead in Double. So he keeps appearing in flashbacks, but that's about it.
Let's see. The whole 5-second rule seemed kind of arbitrary.
Well, no more so than dropping food on the floor.
I suppose so.
I guess it's a little bit arbitrary, but, you know, for the complexity of what they're doing, 5 seconds is pretty fast.
Why do they just wave their hands in order to interact with the technology?
Well, that's ad hoc mode. When they're in the phone form, they have to be connected by a wire. They're basically doing wireless networking when they do that.
For as much as Seven complains about being thrown, why don't they just put him to airplane mode? He'd be fine then.
Ha. Ha. Well, you know, later in the series, Seven does get a set of powered armor.
They built armor for a cell phone?
Yes.
Like the iPhone case.
Catalyzer.
That's brilliant.
Seven gets an E-frame.
Does it transform with him into cell mode so it becomes like a phone carrier?
No, it turned into a netbook.
Oh, that's disappointing.
It can also drive around all by itself.
The netbook can?
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
That's the main merchandising push of the series, the upgrade units for the phone bravers. If you watched the preview for the next episode, you saw...
Does he end up driving it into a river?
No. No.
Aw.
Not a segue for it, Max.
I was going for a spider car.
Oh. Okay, well, anyway, if you watched the preview for episode 2, you would have seen 7 and 01 wearing their Boost Phone upgrades.
Boost Phone?
Yeah,
like Boost Mobile?
Well, not quite.
Phone Booth?
No, not Booth.
Wait, he's got, like, shoes? Boots?
Hate you guys.
Hate you too.
What?
Nothing.
So, come on, some thoughts about the show? Gotta say something or this is gonna be really short.
I'll say again,
not that much to say about
it.
It looks decent. Odd, kind of an odd premise, but
Well, not for it's not really an odd premise for Japan, now is it?
It's not saying much.
At least there was no tentacle rape.
The evil nerd was kind of disturbing.
Well, he won't be back, though.
Hmm?
He won't be back, so that's okay.
Oh, yeah, and you can't have an evil nerd and as a recurring character and not have him constantly trying to out-ham everyone.
Or living in his closet.
It's not the same without evil time.
That's kind of what I expect Fort Max to look like, actually.
Malcolm?
No, the evil guy in the show.
Oh.
Am I close?
I don't know. I don't know what Fort Max looks like.
I'm asking Fort Max.
I know, but Fort Max isn't answering.
Well, he doesn't look like the guy who'd have an Australian accent. That's all I know.
That's a good point,
skinny, but...
Well, anyway, there's no Kilocon for the series. The closest you'll have is... 01 for the first half of the series.
That's the evil cell phone?
Yeah, the black one.
So what is his deal, anyway?
Well, he was the first phone braver, and he was partnered up with three different buddies in a row, and they all got killed. And it broke his poor little cell phone mind.
Well, maybe he should have been a better cell phone, not got them killed.
Actually, I think his second or third buddy actually committed suicide. I forget.
So he drove them to suicide.
But actually, you saying that he should have been a better cell phone is actually part of what his whole deal is. He stops understanding why humans and phone bravers need to be partnered together. The main thing for the first half of the series is 01 going from person to person to try to find the element he's missing in the equation.
So so he's kind of sort of car, in a way.
It's a phone equivalent of Knight Rider.
I never would have thought of it that way, but actually, I suppose that sort of works.
They should totally make an American adaptation with Hasselhoff in it.
That would be so terrible.
Terribly awesome.
And then Seven would sound like Kit.
Yes.
Yes.
Cell phones are not for throwing, Michael. But yeah, I mean, if you can't tell, I really enjoy this show. And I want to do this again. What?
How are the toys?
I've got the deluxe.
Have one.
Yeah, I got the deluxe electronic phone braver of 01, and it's basically a Bandai transforming toy.
Meaning,
Fort Max, you know how Bandai transforming toys are. Everybody
are you
knows
like Bandai of Japan. Or are you talking about like Bandai of America?
When it comes to transforming toys, it's largely the same thing. Now, it's a superior transforming product to the Power Rangers cell phone things.
Those things are.
Yeah.
I've seen more of the Power Rangers morphing figures. They changed to dragons and shit.
Well, see, I didn't buy any of those, so I couldn't tell you.
Now, some of the old Zord morphing figures were pretty good, actually.
Yeah, actually, weren't the Wild Force ones supposed to be good toys?
I had the Zeo ones. Those were good.
I didn't even know they had those in Zeo.
They did.
Hmm.
They were awesome.
The big thing with the Phone Braver toys is fairly complicated electronics for a toy like this. It has the capacity to string together words and phrases to make sentences in thousands of combinations. Along
of course,
with
it's all in Japanese.
Well, yes, that would be the stumbling point. But you know, HLJ had
it sounding like that thing video that Kilby put up.
the thingamajig.
Yes. That thing is evil, and I want one.
But no, HLJ had these on clearance for $15 a while back. And for $15, it's pretty decent. I wouldn't pay the original asking price of about $60.
And, huh,
and apparently nobody else would either.
And $15, that's what those Ranger cell phones are going for.
And I still won't buy one of those.
Yeah.
No, the Phone Braver toys are kind of cool. They got like little games on there, too. And
I can't imagine 01 letting you play games on him.
Well, maybe not as he is now, no.
Oh, so maybe he turns good later on.
Maybe. Maybe he starts to understand people again.
That sounds touching and heartwarming. I hate it.
Well, okay. HLJ had two different Phone Bravers on clearance, and I bought 01 on purpose because I like how the character turns out later, so.
What was the other one?
Third, the blue one.
Oh.
The one you just see in Kirihara's pocket at the end of the episode.
Mm. Is Third a girl?
No.
Oh, okay.
But he is kind of effeminate. Sort of.
Like Philip?
Or just very overly polite. I can't tell the difference.
So like 3PO.
What?
Like 3PO?
Yeah, pretty much. But he never calls himself human cyborg relations.
Human cell phone relations.
There you go. Okay, so I guess we've talked all we really can about this episode.
I suppose.
For better or for worse, yes.
Yeah, I guess so. It'll be okay. It'll be a short-ish show this week. Probably a good time to stop anyway, since I'm losing the ability to speak.
What?
Yeah.
Too much liquor?
I wish.
Oh. Looks like the Phone Braver 01 is still on sale for $15.
Well, I guess nobody wants it even for that price. Of course, they're still selling 7 for full price, last I looked.
I don't know if Seven's toy sounds as petulant as he does in the show.
The show voice actors do the voices for the toys, so probably.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
I wish we had that more over here.
Actually,
wait a sec.
What?
The Seven here is deciding he's 60% off from the regular price of 12,000 yen.
You
so
must
is
be
$120 normally?
You must be looking at the wrong one. That might be like the, I think it was a Soul of Chogokin version.
Yes, that's what this is. It's Chogokin.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Just,
Well, is he talky too, or?
Yeah,
it has 25 different sounds.
So I guess that would be a yes.
Yeah.
Let me see here. Oh, shut up. No, I got 0-1 out, so you could hear the voice on it, but it's complaining.
So you can hear the voice of Doom?
Yeah, 0-1 attack. Let's see.
I like the one posed there.
Which one?
The disco shot in the advertisement there?
let me see. Can't remember which sequence to enter into this thing.
Still a pretty hideous robot as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, the Real Gear robot cell phone from the first Transformers movie line, better in that regard. I mean, I'm not going to lie, it is a Bandai transforming toy.
Yeah.
I
think Frenzy was a better cell phone than that guy.
And he was a CD player.
Well, he was a cell phone later on.
But not as a toy.
Not yet, anyway.
What happens if you put in the one of the Ranger input codes into him?
What, like 335?
Or yeah. Or 24... Right, 2580? Yeah, 2580.
What did 335 mean, anyway?
Insert stock footage here.
I wonder if it had any meaning in Mega Ranger.
That's probably not going to work at all in the recording. I'll have to check it later.
That's pretty loud. I heard pretty well.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, it's the same voices in the show.
Yeah. And here's a random question. Why do they use the name Buddy for their partners?
Well, what do you want them to call them? Jackass?
I don't know. Something less
demeaning. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, Paladin seems like the type who would want to call his partner Jackass all the time. Actually, that's not the worst thing I can think of either, so. Would you prefer they call each other your mom?
I hear that netbook you were talking about.
Yeah.
It doesn't show the armor mode, though.
Well, it has it.
It just changes into like a... Oh, what the shit is that, a dog?
Well, you know the kind of like walking tank thing that animated Shockwave turns into?
Ah, okay, I gotcha.
Something kind of like that, I guess. I mean, how many different things can you think of turning a netbook into?
Blaster?
Well, yeah, but then it couldn't be a very good exosuit for a cell phone, could it?
I suppose not.
A waffle iron?
And,
That would be an awesome netbook.
01's got the best boost phone, though. It comes with a chainsaw. Because you know a cell phone needs to have a chainsaw.
Chainsaws are awesome, so...
Yeah.
Chainsaw nunchucks are more awesome.
But how would you hold them?
By the handles.
So it wouldn't be a chainsaw on both ends?
It is,
oh,
yeah.
Here, I'll show you.
Yeah,
oh,
cause,
how stupid of me. That was the sound of chainsaw nunchucks. You need to read more Dr. McNinja.
I guess so. So anyway, do we have anything else?
Well,
no, I think that's enough.
Well, Fort Mac sounded like he was going to say something.
Yeah, let's see. I've already mentioned Batman's going to be airing on the Hub.
Not that that's really relevant for this show.
Yeah.
Of course, how much that we talk about is actually relevant for anything.
Good 40%.
Your mom's always relevant.
Well, of course your mom is relevant. If this show was not the Sentai podcast, it would be the Your Mom podcast. Because Superhero Time is where your mom jokes go to die.
I'll live forever.
Much like your mom.
That's just kind of harsh for it, Max. Okay, so for next week's show, we're going to watch a random episode of Ryu Kendo.
Now what is Ryu Kendo?
That was the toku-ish show that Takara produced before the first Tamika series.
Is it good?
Well, it doesn't... It's not Tamika Hero Rescue Force, so...
It's like the designs.
Yeah, they're
so
very...
no explosive runs?
Sadly not.
Toys don't look bad.
There's no explosive runs, but there is transformation in a public restroom. And fighting monsters...
Fans can't not do something weird with their shows.
And fighting monsters with flower arrangements.
Yeah.
So look forward to that next time. So anything else before we go, guys?
I think that's enough.
Probably so. Thanks for showing up.
See ya.
See you next time.
Maybe.
This has been Superhero Time. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.
I can't think of anything.
Okay,
like, at all. My brain is gone at this point.
Yeah, and I kind of got to get gone too because I'm about to have explosive runs of my own over here. So,
thanks for sharing.